Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in today's episode, we're going to look at how to sit up straight. Now, everyone who has ever had a riding lesson has been told to sit up straight by their instructor at some time or another. Now, in dressage, sitting up straight is extremely important for several reasons. So in this podcast episode, we're going to explain why sitting up straight is so important for the dressage rider, and we're going to show you how you can achieve it. But firstly, let's talk about sitting up straight and staying relaxed. Now, although it's important that you sit up straight, you need to do so in a relaxed, balanced way. Because if your back is stiff and ramrod straight, you won't be able to follow the horse's movement and he will hollow against you. Now also, there's some times when you shouldn't be sitting up straight. In other words, you should be using a light seat. Now some dressage riders find it helpful to ride in light seat when warming up their horses. Now working your horse in a light seat can also be extremely helpful for older horses whose muscles need to be warmed and stretched before they are able to comfortably take the weight of a rider, and it also helps those horses that tend to be cold backed. Now, a light seat can also be used when warming down a horse after a schooling session or a dressage test. Again, during the warm down, the horse must be able to relax and stretch over his back to loosen his muscles, preventing stiffness and alleviating the potential for muscle strains. Now, in light seat, you take your weight onto your knees and into your heels, lifting your seat out of the saddle so that the horse has complete freedom to use his back. Now, needless to say, you don't ride a dressage test in light seat, because in dressage, your aim is to develop a deep, supple, secure seat that is in close contact with your horse. And your seat will be used to influence your horse's way of going through the use of half halts and your core strength. Now, you will only be able to achieve that by sitting up straight with your shoulders, hips and heel in perfect alignment. Now this leads us nicely into talking about the correct seat for dressage. So let's take a look at what can go wrong with the rider's seat and how that can lead them to not sitting up straight. So starting from the top, let's start with your head. So your head is the heaviest part of your body, and as such, it does have a considerable influence over rider straightness. Now if you continually look down at your horse's neck, the weight of your head causes your shoulders to slump and puts your weight onto your fork so that effectively you're putting yourself and your horse on the forehand. Now also, if you continually look down, you won't be looking ahead of you. And if you're not looking where you are going, you won't be able to prepare your horse for each movement or ride the test accurately. So look up and look ahead, not down. Now next, let's talk about the ear, shoulder, hip and heel alignment. So to ride effectively, your ear, shoulder, hip and heel must be in perfect alignment. Now effectively, you should be able to draw a straight line through those points, and if you ride with your head down, the first point of alignment won't happen. Now when all these points are perfectly aligned, your shoulders should be relaxed and down. Your pelvis will be in a vertical, neutral position, and your legs will be underneath you. Now, when you're in that position, it takes minimum effort to sit or remain upright and straight. So let's take a look at that vertical pelvis and also how you keep your legs underneath you. So firstly, the vertical pelvis. Now, if your core is weak, you will crumple in the middle, collapsing at the hips, and making it impossible to sit up straight. So here are some exercises to help you strengthen your core so that you can develop a vertical pelvis when you're not in the saddle. So exercise number one is with a physio ball. So sit on your physio ball alongside a mirror and sit up straight with your legs slightly apart, keeping a 90 degree angle at your knees. Now watch yourself in the mirror and slowly roll your pelvis back and forward, stopping in the neutral position when your pelvis is vertical. Now learn how that feels so that you can replicate it in the saddle, and work on keeping your upper body still when you move your pelvis. Okay, so now let's look at the second exercise, again with the physio ball. So again, you're sat on your physio ball in front of the mirror, you're sat up straight, your legs are slightly apart, and you've got a 90 degree angle at your knees. But this time, you're going to move the ball slowly to the left and then to the right. And you will see that your left and right hips move up and down. Now try to limit the movement in your shoulders as much as you can. Now if you feel as though you're going to slide off the ball, then you have more weight on that side and you could be sitting crooked. So work on controlling the ball and keeping your balance equally on both sides. Now if you want some more exercises on how to help develop a vertical pelvis, we have 4 more of them on our website. Just go to howtodressage.com and search for the article Sitting Up Straight, and you'll find the 4 extra exercises in the section titled Developing a Vertical Pelvis. But for now, we're going to move on to keeping your legs underneath your body. Because to be balanced in the saddle, you need a firm base of support underneath your centre of gravity, and that means keeping your legs underneath your body. So visualise yourself sitting on the edge of a chair, preparing to stand up. Now your feet would be underneath you. Now if your feet were in front or behind you, you would be unbalanced. And it's the same principle when you're in the saddle. Now if you have your legs too far forward, you would sit like a dead weight on the horse's back, causing him to hollow as you tip backwards. And if you have your legs too far back, you'll tip forwards onto your crotch and become unstable in the saddle. So to remain in perfect balance in the saddle, you need to have your legs underneath your body, maintaining that line through your hip to your heel. Now don't push your weight into your stirrups, as that will cause your lower leg to swing forward and shove you into a chair seat. Now trying to force your heels down also pushes your lower leg forwards, and that causes you to lock your ankle joints. Finally, check that your stirrups are at the correct length. Now for dressage, you should have a bend at the knee. So don't try to ride with your stirrups too long or you won't be able to keep your balance and you may tip forward or lean backwards. So take your feet out of your stirrups and the stirrup tread should lie alongside your ankle, not lower or higher. Okay, so now let's move on to some common faults that are often seen when it comes to sitting up straight, along with how to correct them. So the first one we're going to start with is leaning forwards. Now, tipping or leaning forwards is a common problem for many riders. Now, in dressage, the holy grail is to have your horse working in an uphill balance. But if you lean forwards, then you immediately push your horse onto his forehand, making it impossible for him to take more weight onto his hind quarters. Now, most riders tip forward in the trot and canter, inclining their upper body forward and sliding their buttocks backwards in the saddle to keep their balance. Now this immediately gives your horse a restraining aid and it kills the impulsion and pushes his balance onto his shoulders. So let's talk about how to stop leaning forwards. So here are a few tips to help. So tip number 1 is to keep your weight behind the horse's withers. So make sure that you don't lean over or in front of your horse's withers. And if you put your body weight over the horse's withers, he won't be able to work in an uphill balance. So try to always visualise your weight behind the horse's withers. Now tip number 2 is to sit upright when riding transitions. Now many riders tip forwards when they ride transitions, especially into canter. So make a conscious effort to keep your upper body back and your lower legs still as you ride the transition. And wait until your horse has made the transition and then begin to follow the movement of the new pace. Now similarly, overbalancing forward or overcompensating by leaning backwards when riding downward transitions are both common faults that are seriously detrimental to your horse's balance. Again, make the conscious effort to keep your upper body upright. Use your seat and body weight to keep yourself and your horse in balance as he makes a downward transition, and then follow the movement of the new pace. But before riding any transition, use a half halt to balance the horse before you ask for the transition. Okay, so tip number 3 is for the rising trot. because in rising trot, it's common to see the riders lean forward when they rise, but align themselves again when they sit. So to help correct this, begin the rise with your hips, keeping your shoulders straight above your pelvis, and push your hips slightly forward and through between your elbows as you rise. And this will help keep you in balance with your horse and will allow you to follow his movement. Okay, and the last tip, tip number four, is to sit on your pockets in canter. So to prevent yourself from tipping forward in canter, think about sitting on your pockets. Now don't lean on your thighs. Instead, you need to sit on your bottom, follow the horse's movement with your pelvis, rather than rocking to and fro with your upper body. Okay, so hopefully all of those will help you with leaning forwards. Now let's talk about leaning backwards. Now, leaning backwards behind the vertical often happens in trot extensions because the rider thinks that they have to drive their horse more forward. However, all that happens when you lean backward is that you push the horse's back down, causing him to hollow, push his nose out, and trail his hind legs as he tries to readjust his balance to compensate. Now, as you lean back, the angle of your hips open out, which make you unstable in the saddle, so you end up gripping with your knees in an effort to remain in balance. So now let's talk about some tips on how you can stop leaning backwards. So stand on the ground, close your eyes, and ask a helper to put their palm between your shoulder blades. And then the helper should push your upper body until your shoulders are squarely over your hips. Now repeat the exercise a few times, keeping your eyes closed so that you can memorize the feeling of adjusting your body weight over your hips. Then, when you're riding your horse, visualize your helper gently pushing your upper body forward, and you should find that you are now sitting up straight. So now let's talk about crookedness. Because sitting crooked is another common problem for dressage riders. Often, the rider will blame the horse for being crooked, when it's actually the rider's fault. It's kind of a chicken and egg scenario, because if the horse is crooked, the rider will become crooked too, and vice versa. For example, ride your horse in canter, and you will notice that you will have more weight on your outside seat bone and on one rein than you do on the other rein. Now, this happens because your horse wants to carry you with his strongest carrying hind leg. However, if you canter on the other rein, the horse will try to carry more weight on the same stronger inside leg, and that shows your weight more to that side of the saddle. Now, to compensate, you twist your shoulders and upper body to the inside, your outside leg pushes forward, and you begin to pull on your inside rein, resulting in crookedness. So, how do you fix crookedness? Well, here are some tips. So the first tip is to check your stirrup length. Now, although it sounds obvious, you might be riding with one stirrup shorter than the other, and that can easily go unnoticed as your body's muscles adjust over time to compensate, which leave you sitting crooked. Now, bear in mind that your mounting leather might have stretched, so don't just go by the numbers of the holes in the leathers when adjusting your stirrups. Also, when you're cleaning your tack each week, a clever little tip is to swap the levers over to prevent one from stretching more than the other. Okay, so tip number two is to ask an expert to assess your position. Now, it's extremely difficult to know if your horse or you is the guilty party as far as crookedness is concerned. So it's a good idea to have a few lessons with an experienced instructor who can assess your horse and your position. Tip number three is a video. Now, if you can't afford lessons, ask a friend to video you riding, and your helper should video you from behind as you ride down the centerline or the long side of the arena. And then wear something fairly close fitting so that you can see if you are twisting your upper body in canter or as you rise in rising trot. You can then watch the video and see if you or your horse is crooked. And lastly, tip number four is to keep your shoulders and hips in line with your horse's shoulders. Now be careful not to bring your shoulders to the inside in an attempt to push more weight onto your inside seat bone, because if you do that, your body will automatically put more of your body weight on the outside seat bone to compensate, making you even more crooked. Now you can correct that potential issue by pointing your shoulders to your horse's outside ear, and that will force you to sit straighter and without twisting. And finally, no podcast episode on sitting up straight would be complete without going over some exercises on the lunge. Because working on the lunge is an excellent way of straightening your seat without you having to worry about what the horse is doing. Now, needless to say, you need a reliable, steady horse and an experienced hander to lunge him for you. But working on the lunge is a great way for you to learn and improve on how to sit up straight. So here are some exercises to help you. So exercise number one is leg lifts. So in halt, lift one leg out to the side and away from your saddle, keeping your muscles loose and relaxed. Now hold the position for 5 seconds, release, and then repeat, working both sides equally. Now you need to lift your leg from the hip so that your hip flexors are doing the work, not your thighs or knees. Now you can do the exercise in walk, trot and canter once you've mastered it in the halt. Okay, exercise number two is knees up. Now again, you can do this exercise at all paces using either one leg at a time or both legs together. Now in halt, bend your knee, lifting up as high as you can from your hip. Now draw your knees up and towards the pommel of your saddle, but be careful not to tip backwards, especially in the trot or canter. Now, don't hold on to the front of the saddle, as that will encourage you to tip your body and seat forward. But if you want a safety belt, then thread a grab strap between the D-rings on your saddle. And this exercise helps you to develop a deeper seat and to loosen your leg muscles. Okay, exercise number three is to touch your toes. Now, in halt only, fold from your hips, pointing your chin downward towards your horse's neck. Then touch your left foot with your right hand. Sit up again and repeat the exercise on the other side. Now keep your legs still and keep your weight centered over the saddle without leaning your entire body towards the foot you are trying to reach. Now the exercise is great for developing your core muscles and making your body more independent from your leg. Now exercise number four, and you kind of knew this one was coming, which is to take your stirrups away, because riding without stirrups is a proven way of improving your riding position. Now even though you don't have your stirrups, you should still practice rising trot as well as sitting trot, because rising to the trot without stirrups is excellent for helping you to develop good feel, as you can only rise when you're following the horse's movement and your riding technique is correct. Also, because there are no stirrups for you to brace against, you're forced to open your hips and rise, using those all-important core muscles to keep you over your horse's centre of gravity. Now, exercise number five is to now take away your reins, because riding without your reins is a great way of finding out just how much you rely on them for balance. So ride in walk, trot and canter without your reins. You can start by holding your arms out to the side, and then you can hold them in the same position you would if you had your reins in your hands. And the last exercise we're going to talk about, exercise number six, is to close your eyes. Now, riding blind is an excellent way of learning how to feel the horse's movement underneath you, as well as feeling how your own body moves with your horse. Now, as your confidence grows, you can ride all the exercises without stirrups or reins and with your eyes closed. And this will be a great way for you to improve your position, to help you sit up straight, and to help you learn how to follow your horse's movement correctly and help correct any problems that you have with leaning forwards, leaning backwards, sitting crooked, or anything else that we've discussed in this podcast episode. So to wrap this episode up, if you tend to lose straightness or sit crooked, we hope that this podcast will give you some useful hints and tips to help you correct that position. Now, straightness in your riding is extremely important if you are to keep your horse balanced and moving straight himself. Now, if you have any other exercises that may help or any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. But to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other books, our training diaries, our free stuff and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.